Joe Biden arriving in New York for his first United Nations General Assembly as the US president. It comes at a time when he faces an array of foreign policy challenges and tension with a key ally. His first meeting was with the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to discuss climate, COVID-19, and top of the agenda, the situation in Afghanistan. The Secretary General is arguing that the international community has no choice but to engage with the Taliban. And the UN's High Commissioner for Refugees, who's just back from Kabul, is warning there's a real risk of a catastrophic economic breakdown.
The implosion would mean the ceasing of the functioning of the vital functions of state, like the health system, for example, the public administration. Who will pay the salaries that, you know, until now were paid through a combination of bilateral, multilateral funds and national funds? This whole construct has collapsed now. So if that happens, that kind of implosion would push, for sure, many to leave the country.
COVID-19 will also be a key issue this week. Protesters here near the UN are angry about the Biden administration's plans for COVID booster shots when many around the world are unprotected. They call it vaccine apartheid. But the president will on Wednesday hold a virtual summit in an effort to increase vaccine supply to countries across the globe. The whole message of the Biden administration was supposed to be America's back, a return to multilateralism. But that message has taken a knock in recent weeks. Key allies believe that the pullout from Afghanistan was badly conducted, and the recent spat with the French has led some to think that Biden's approach to foreign policy really isn't that different from Trump's. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.